Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Finck. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Herman Finck. And now, play ball. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak takes first base on ball four. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Knickerbocker moves to third. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Pitlock scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Allen moves to third. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney fields the ball and throws to Dietrich covering. Safe. Allen scores. Hughes moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hughes scores. One out. It's 6-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Red Bullock now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puccinelli. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Knickerbocker scores. Allen moves to third. It's 7-0, Indians. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allen scores. Hughes moves to third. It's 8-0, Indians. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters misplays the ball. That's an error on Peters. Hughes scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Bullock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bullock strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Nemec now playing second base. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Vosmek moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters misplays the ball. That's an error on Peters. Vosmek scores. Hale moves to third. It's 10 to nothing, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale scores. Knickerbocker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11 to nothing, Indians. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nemec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Hughes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Hughes reaches third base with a triple. Knickerbocker scores. Pitlock goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 13 to nothing, Indians. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gleason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Nactanese now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Vozmik takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to third. Trotsky moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Averill scores. Trotsky moves to third. Vozmik moves to second. It's 14-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Knickerbocker strikes out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nemec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. Vozmik scores. Hale moves to second. It's 16-0, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 3-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 16, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 16, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gleason hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Vozmik takes first base on ball 4. Trotsky moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Averill scores. Trotsky moves to third. Vozmik moves to second. It's 17-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards short. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 17, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Pete Nactanese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nactanese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec is 0 for 1 in the game. Nemec hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 17, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Allen bunts towards the mound. Nactanese fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 doubles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hughes strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gleason hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Gleason reaches second base with a double. Allen moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allen scores. Gleason moves to third. It's 18-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Gleason scores. 2 outs. It's 19-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trosky. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Nemec applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 19, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Puccinelli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Puccinelli moves to second. It's 19-1, Indians. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moss pinch hits for Frankie Hayes. Charlie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 19, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Moss now catching. Chubby Dean now playing first base. Skeeter Newsom now playing third base. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. With 4 walks. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Niemiec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 19, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Boesberger now playing first base. Bill Nicholson pinch hits for Randy Gumpert. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Niemiec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemiec is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemiec hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 19, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.